Are we live?
Yeah.
We are live.
Chaz just like, I hear laughing.
What's going on, everybody? We have a new special setup today.
Yeah, so let us know what you guys think. We're going to kind of, I think, gradually make On the Bench more of a podcast, you know, like more of a fun podcast. So we'd love to hear your guys' feedback. Everyone's excited that Brent's on the stream.
I love it. Yeah, now this is our Stig, right?
Brent up and everything.
The unknown Brent. The ones that don't know, now you know.
I didn't realize we were allowing him to talk. I don't know if I would have agreed to this. Ooh. I thought he was just going to be on camera, but...
You know what?
I can just mute.
He's a good boy.
No, you can't hear me at all.
I kind of can still hear you, I think. But, exciting. First of all, thank you for Intel for sponsoring this stream.
Yeah, so Intel was kind enough to sponsor the live stream, our system build today, and a giveaway, which I know chat is incredibly excited about just because of the comments already.
All right. So what are we giving away, Ryan?
Sure. So we're giving away a i9-9900K CPU. So should we tell them how to enter, or should we just leave it as a surprise?
I have an idea. How about I keep the 9900K, and we give away a Core i5?
I don't think we're going to be able to.
Is this the actual guide that we're giving away right here?
Yep, that's the actual processor. So if you want to enter the giveaway, just go to maingear.com/i9giveaway. We'll post it in chat. We're going to leave this open for about 10 or 14 days just because we have a lot of people who watch these streams or listen after the fact, and we want to make sure that if you hear it a couple days after we do this, that you have a chance to enter. There's a bunch of different ways, so you can get like 8, I think, entries. So definitely go and do that now, because I'm sure you want to win an i9-9900K.
I mean, who doesn't?
I know I do.
It's an amazing CPU. And that's what we're here to talk about, right? So
yeah, so I guess to kind of tell you guys what we're doing today. You know, we announced our last week, we kind of talked about our new Vibe. And so we thought it would be great to do kind of a benchmarking video of the 9900K in our Vibe Stage 4 configuration. It's been probably the most popular of our stage configurations that we announced. And so we thought it would be fun to benchmark it, show you guys the performance that you would be getting if you picked one up, and kind of walk through the configuration and why we made some of the choices and who this is for, and so you could see the performance of what you're getting. So to go over the configuration of the build today before we kind of get into the benchmarks, I'm going to pull up my handy list here because I want to make sure I kind of cover everything. So it has a i9-9900K processor, not overclocked. It's in our new Vibe Mark V chassis. It has our EPYC 240 supercooler cooling the processor itself. The motherboard is an MSI Z390 A Pro motherboard, 16 gigs of HyperX 2993 memory, a 750-watt power supply, a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, a 512 Intel 660p NVMe SSD, and as well as a 2 terabyte storage drive. So that's the configuration that we're going to be running all of these benchmarks on. We'll kind of benchmark it in the background, I think, so you guys can see the scores. If you have any questions, let us know. But I really want to talk about the Vibe in a little bit of detail we did last week. And Brent, you can kind of get started on the benchmarks itself. The other thing to mention, in addition to the 9900K giveaway, we're going to be monitoring chat during this for questions, and we're going to give some Meager hats away. So,
The hats that you cannot buy?
The hats that you cannot buy. So hopefully you could see. Yeah, there you go.
Really, really nice hats, by the way.
So these are hats that we actually don't sell right now. Only really special people have them. So Meager employees
they
and some people
they work on big
work
heads,
with.
Too.
We, you know, like everything we do, we put a ton of attention to detail into these. So if you guys have any questions while we're doing this, Brent will kind of monitor chat, maybe note some good questions down, and then we'll pick a question or a handful of questions towards the end of the stream that we will that we'll give it to. So,
yeah, and specifically, if you have any specific questions about the chipset or about the processor itself. Just fire away. That's what we're here to talk about today. So
yeah. So I know we covered this last week, but because you know we're kind of getting back to streaming, doing the podcast, I think it would be kind of good to start and talk about the Vibe a little bit. What makes the Vibe Mark V special? And then talk about the configuration that we're running this on and what we, why we configured it this way. So I guess Wallace, like, to you, like, what does the Vibe kind of stand for with main gear? Like where do you think it's the right fit for
so a person? So with main gear, we were known for being the Ferrari of PCs, right? And the way we approach product design, is with that intent. Right, just making the absolutely best in class, and while we've you know we have products like the F-131 and the Rush and just really beautiful high-end exotic products, we wanted to do to introduce a system when we first conceptualized a Vibe that would have the look and feel of a really expensive system without the cheap looking
right.
Without the cheapness, put it that way.
Yeah, so many people put like a really just terrible chassis to make something affordable, and it's not the product you want.
That's right. So you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't have to look gaudy, it doesn't have to look like it's a toy. You can still design a really beautiful computer that's really cost effective, and that's what the Vibe is, right? So you know, with the Mark IV chassis, we had basically a plastic side panel, and you know, the cooling was improved with the Mark V, right? So now we have a better cooling all across, so we have better radiator real estate, right? So it's a much quieter chassis than the Mark IV, and we also have the beautiful side glass window now versus the plastic window.
It's a really nice tempered glass side panel. With you pointed this out in the last stream, the it's held in from the back, not the sides. So you have screws ruining the lines of that beautiful glass. And it's kind of framed, too. So it really makes the inside of the PC look really nice as well.
That's right. And more importantly, you know, our approach this time around with the Vibe was, why design a great chassis, right, just for main gear? Let's open it up, right? So it's also available as a DIY option, too.
Which is the first time we've done this. And I think it's really exciting that I think you put it best that like with this new Vibe, it's really more of an ecosystem than just like a product launch for us.
It's a platform, yeah.
Supporting a whole bunch of different parts of the community that we come from.
Yeah, so the Vibe as a platform, it's scalable all the way from a DIY where you can just buy the chassis on maingear.com or Micro Center. You can just walk into any Micro Center, they're available now. To the ready-to-ship units, the pre-configured units, where we basically sat down for a couple hours and just kind of...
I think that is a... It was
a couple of days.
We spent so much time min-maxing the... We call them enthusiast pre-configs because it was really... The knowledge we have as enthusiasts building our own PCs and configuring them imparted into the configurations that were really optimized for specific use cases.
That's absolutely correct. And and even the way we sell the pre-configured units, we basically pitch it to you based on resolutions and use case, right? So if you want a 1080p, a great 1080p system, if you want a great 2K or 4K system, we have options, pre-configured options for that. And then there's a customizable version of the Vibe, which is you can kind of get a little crazy there. So you can basically configure it to your liking, however you want. But we brought Apex down to the Vibe as well.
Which is nutty, because Apex was kind of the... For those of you who don't know, Apex is a main gear exclusive cooling technology. We call it integrated cooling system.
That's right.
And it basically takes all of the secret sauce that we've developed over the years for liquid cooling and builds it into a self-contained unit that makes the system not only look amazing, but perform amazing as well.
That's right. I mean, look... Does everybody need Apex? No. do you have to drive a Ferrari? No, you don't, right? Like, you can still drive a Honda Civic, and it's a great car, and that's the beauty of the Vibe. It scales across the whole spectrum of price points, right? So if you know, and that's why we approached it from a platform standpoint, because we just wanted to make essentially a platform that can scale from DIY all the way up to these crazy, you know, hardline apex
over
builds.
The top.
Yeah, over top. So yeah, and in the pre-configured, you know, you already went over the specs. We offered a 9900K.
Yeah, so I want to answer one quick question, then we'll kind of talk about the specific. Never mind. Chat is answering the questions for us. Thank you.
Let's call it out.
Thank you, chat. No, Sirius Capo asked if they, with Apex Cooling, does it come with tubes? It doesn't. So it's Apex and the chassis. You would need tubes and fittings yourself. It's impossible to know from a DIY standpoint what specific tubing. Yeah. You would need. We can make suggestions on the tubes to get, though.
And keep in mind, though, right? Like, the Vibe with Apex is for experienced builders.
Definitely.
It's not for everyone. You're not going to build your first or second PC with the Apex, because when it comes to hardline cooling or even open loop cooling, it's a little bit out of most people's wheelhouse. So you either, you know, if you're not experienced, work with a friend that is, or just don't go the Apex route and just build a standard PC, or just buy it from us, right? So yeah. That's you kind of have every option available to you.
Yeah, which is really awesome. Chat did ask if it comes with fans. I believe the chassis has two fans in its stock, but it supports standard fans, so you can add as many as you need, or whatever comes with your cooler. So today we are benchmarking the Stage 4 configuration, which we kind of have positioned as the 4K content creator, a build that covers almost anything that you can throw at it. And that is why we chose the 9900K. Do you want to talk a little bit about who would want to get the Vibe Stage 4? Like, who do you think is the person that it's meant for?
Yeah, so it's our products are for gamers first. Just want to leave that clear. But it's also a really great compute system as well, right? Because of the added cores that the 9900K yeah. brings to the table, and because of the Turbo Boost technology and just the way Intel does its magic, it's like just a great platform for everything, right? So if you want to game and stream at the same time, you technically don't need two systems. A lot of people say, I need two computers to go on Twitch. You really don't with 9900K in the Stage 4. And if you want to, you know, game at night and work during the day and do your compute stuff during the day, or Photoshop or video editing, 9900K is actually a great CPU for all of that.
100%. And Brent, I think you can maybe move on to another benchmark.
Yeah, we're on the second one.
Oh,
now.
We are on the second one. Okay,
so it's hard for me to see. 7-zip. And now we're on Geekbench.
So 7-Zip is actually a good example of a benchmark that kind of shows the workflow that you would need as a creator. So, and we've talked about this a bunch on stream, but one of the interesting things that's happened over the last couple of years is, you know, gamers aren't pure gamers anymore, like you mentioned. So we're streaming on Twitch, we're capturing our footage, and we're editing it. A lot of us are just in general creatives. So we game in our, you know, our fun, you know, spare time, right? And that's our entertainment. But we use the same PC to get work done, whether it's video editing, photography, 3D rendering. And so the Vibe Stage 4 is meant to cover the 4K side of gaming. So you're going to get, you know, the 60 FPS at 4K. While you're gaming, so you don't have to think about it when you're playing games. But also the horsepower you need to do multitask and do creative tasks. So the main thing that sets it apart from a creative standpoint is the processor. So for most creative applications, you're really going to be more bound by the CPU. And what those things like is more cores, and that's what the 9900K gives. And we could talk a little bit about specs now. And chat is asking about the giveaway. So the giveaway is maingear.com/i9giveaway. We're going to leave this open for the next 10 to 14 days so that you have a chance to enter, and so that you don't miss out on getting a chance if you watch this after the fact. So I guess now's a good time to kind of talk about what makes the 9900K the right solution from a performance standpoint and feature standpoint for creatives. So What do you think is the most important part about it?
Well, for me as a gamer, Ron, I want a CPU that's going to scale frequency-wise. It's going to scale really well.
That's a very good point.
You don't want just a core count because games are primarily not core-driven. It's GPU-bound, right? So, but if you have a really high-end GPU and you have a specific resolution that you're driving the game on, your CPU can't hold back your GPU. So you need a fast enough CPU that scales with your GPU, right? So we talk about a balanced configuration all the time.
Absolutely, especially with streaming or at multi-use workflows like that.
Absolutely, and then from a core count perspective, it's just a great CPU for me to do everything else that I need to do with it, right? So like, editing videos, you want to edit that footage, or you want to edit your children's photos, right? You need a really fast multi-core CPU for that. So it kind of covers both ends of the spectrum, and that's the interesting part about the 9900K. It's not lacking anywhere specifically.
No, and so to go over specs for those of you who don't know, so the 9900K is 8 cores, but it's hyper-threaded, which means you get essentially 16 total threads. But the really cool part, like you mentioned, is that the base clock is, I think it's 3.6
gigahertz.
3.6 gigahertz. But the turbo boost is up to 5 gigahertz, which is...
Dude, 5 gigahertz was like the magic number.
I know.
So I'm a little bit old school, right, when it comes to this stuff. And, you know, ever since back in the day, man, with like the Pentium days, like we were...
Chasing 4
gigahertz was like the dream, and we hit that with some crazy cooling, and 5 gigahertz was like, when is that happening? It's probably never going to happen, and we're here with the 5 gigahertz era right now, which is pretty insane.
Yeah, and so like you mentioned, gaming particularly really, really likes that frequency for the best performance.
It's huge.
But getting that high frequency across all of those cores means whatever you're doing is going to be really, 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 really fast. And the other thing to kind of think about too is, not everything is well optimized for multiple cores. And so you don't want to sacrifice performance of a lower frequency just because you have those cores. And that, I think that's where it really is a benefit. Chad is asking what's happening on screen. So Brent, what are we running currently?
So this is MotionMark, which is a browser benchmark that stresses the CPU.
If it was running Chrome, it would just be stressing RAM.
So we're running it in Chrome to stress the RAM and the CPU. But yeah, it's definitely one of the prettier ones when it comes to it.
Yeah, it looks. I think chat's interested because it looks so cool. And so yeah, for those of you who just joined in, we're basically running benchmarks on our Stage 4 Vibe. Forgot to mention, so that system starts. It's $24.99. Mm-hmm. Ships. Essentially the next day. It's 2 business days, but in most cases it ships the next business day. And that system features the 9900K. Now, we're talking about frequency, but there's a K in the name. So you're not just stuck at the stock frequencies. You're able to overclock this. And maybe it's good to talk about like the benefits of overclocking and the benefits of how we overclock as well.
Yeah, so there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things, right? And our approach from a manufacturer, from an OEM standpoint, is we need to warranty these parts, and part of the experience is to be able to sell you an overclock PC that's going to last you a long time. Now, some people say, hey, how come you can't hit 6 gigahertz and blah 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 and these crazy numbers? Well, like, yeah, technically these chips can, but it requires a crazy amount of voltage. That cannot be sustained for a long time to hit these crazy overclocks.
Fry your processor.
That's right. So, here's my suggestion. My suggestion is Turbo Boost actually works really well, number one.
Well, you're getting 5 without even overclocking.
That's right. That's exactly it. That's and it's giving you the benefits of both, right, where you have the power savings when you're not under heavy load, and you have the performance when you do need it when you are under the load, right? So, if you're not experienced at overclocking, trust me, the gap has been severely closed with Turbo Boost technology. Now, if you do need the extra performance, if you do think that I want the extra 1 or 2 or 3 or 400 megahertz that I can squeeze out of this chip, we can do that safely for you, where we're gonna basically create, you know, the thermal headroom needed, right, to you know, squeeze out the extra frequency needed that we, you know, that we can squeeze out without having long-term effects on the silicon.
Yeah, right? we do long-term testing with the we test like literally hundreds of chips, and we see what the thresholds are for voltage.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we know what's safe and what we can do within those guidelines. And then that's why the Vibe is so fantastic, because with things like Apex water cooling, we're able to get that the most performance we can out of the system in the cases where someone does want us to push it past the limits of what it comes stock.
That's right. So, you know, it used to be, there was a point where, you know, the silicon manufacturers weren't really backing overclocking. They weren't acknowledging that this world existed, and they ended up embracing it. And, you know,
Intel's really embraced it. So they have, it's called XTU, and they have a tool that allows you to do some stuff in Windows.
That's right.
So they've embraced the enthusiast market with this product really well. Which is really exciting.
It's super exciting, and they're not just designing, you know, overclocking into their core architecture, but they're creating tools right within Windows where it basically simplifies a lot of the process, and in some cases it auto overclocks for you.
Yeah, it's amazing that you kind of seen that transition, and it even if you don't leave it overclocked, it's interesting to see how far that can perform.
Right.
Short term, you could always disable it.
Now it's important too that if you are, you know, because we're talking to everybody. We're talking to people who buy systems and the people who build systems, and you know, these processors are designed today. You know, they overclock. Turbo Boost kicks in based on your thermals. So if you don't have adequate cooling and
that's a very good point.
Good intake and a good exhaust in your chassis, right? You know, a lot of people forget. People just think that it's just installing fans, but there's no method to the madness. And
you can actually make a system perform worse by putting more fans in it.
Oh yeah.
If you don't optimize the airflow in the case and it gets choppy and chaotic, you can cause more like thermal. You can cause dead spots in your system where you know your voltage regulators on the board overheat because you don't have enough airflow. It's harder than it actually looks like.
No, it is. And so people say, oh, you know, I don't care about the way my build looks like, and they just leave, you know, the rat's nest inside. Believe it or not, there's some studies where some of the cabling can block the airflow, right? So if you have like a bundle of cables in front, like of certain areas, like if your GPU or CPU and where it needs the airflow, you might be negatively affecting the performance. Now, you know, the architecture is designed to throttle up and down, right? So like if you know you're not going to burn your chip, but you're not going to get the performance, and Turbo Boost won't be running at its peak like it should if you don't have a proper build. So keep that in mind. You need a good chassis to begin with, and by the way, the Vibe is, we designed it to be the best in class.
Yeah, exceptional airflow.
It's really like, we compared all the chassis in this class, and we wanted a chassis that we can just basically destroy everything.
It's only $120 too, so it's very easily $120, easy to afford.
It has the most amount of cooling radiator real estate in its class. It's pretty amazing. And so, you know, start with a great chassis to begin with, right? Good fans. Make sure that you know the airflow direction. You know, fans have indicators where it tells you there's an intake and there's an exhaust. So you want to try to at least have the same amount of exhaust as an intake.
You know, when I first started PC building, I didn't know there was an arrow, so I would use a piece of paper, like, and like flip it around and try to figure out like which way the paper was moving.
You just reminded me of something. You know, I was with my wife and we rented a car, and I'm like, which way is the gas pump? And she's like, oh, you just look at the dash and there's like a little arrow that tells you which way is the gas cap.
I had a friend tell me that at one point.
I learned that like 30 something years
of age. It was like my whole life I spent not knowing.
Not knowing. Yeah. I would go outside and look. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. So yeah, so fans have arrows, Ron.
Fans have arrows.
Fans have primer.
Brent, what was the last benchmark that we ran?
So the last one was Time Spy.
So chat was commenting how smooth it looked, and that's what you get when you have an incredibly powerful system
running. We can run it again if you
want. Run it one more time. And guys, we're also we are checking chat to answer questions. We are basically benchmarking the 9900K in our Vibe Stage 4 that starts at $2,499. We're giving away a 9900K, which is a super cool box. So go to maingear.com/i9giveaway, and you can enter. There's a bunch of different ways to enter, and you can kind of learn more about the CPU as well.
Hey, how about we give away a chassis as well? Is that possible? Yes. I know you don't like the micro curves, but
no, that's a great idea. So like, let's do that. When we planned this, it was before the Vibe launch. I love that idea.
If you guys share the stream so we can get some more viewers, definitely we're gonna give away a Vibe chassis as well. So hit that share button, hit that like button, and let's get the word out, boys and gals.
Yeah, one thing we forgot to mention about the Vibe chassis. Now that we're talking about it again, it comes with a custom RGB and PWM fan controller.
Oh yeah, it's a big deal especially for the money.
We decided we wanted to embrace the open ecosystem when it came to RGB, so it supports MSI Mystic Light, Asus is called Aura. There's so many of them.
It's Aura Sync.
Mm-hmm. Gigabyte.
Chroma Sync? That's
I don't know.
They would not name it Chroma Sync.
All of them Chroma's have RGB in the name. That's all yeah. I know.
I know. Theirs is the worst. I think it's called RGB Fusion.
Sounds right.
So it supports all of the standards. So you basically run a cable from the motherboard to the controller. And then you only have one cable running to your board. And then all of your RGB strips connect to this one, basically custom PCB that we designed that comes with the chassis. That's an amazing deal, getting a controller like that. It's also a PWM fan controller, so you can connect.
Seven fans, I
believe. I think it's seven fans. So you don't have to have all these cables running to your board, especially if you're getting a mid-range board that doesn't have as much flexibility in ports. This allows you to expand and use all the cooling real estate that the chassis has.
Plus you get tempered glass side panel, and the all the front I/O is really high speed, so it's all USB 3 or 3.1.
It's easy to forget about that, but we put so much attention to detail in the I/O on it because we wanted it
USB-C,
to be
baby.
Future-proof.
How many systems have USB-C out there? Not many.
It's not many, and we're excited to be innovating in that spot. So guys, we are giving away two or three hats depending on questions. So if you guys want to ask questions about the 9900K or our new Vibe, I'm checking chat now. Brent, did you see anything specific?
Somebody asked a question about the 9900K working on every Intel chipset. So which chipsets does it work on, Ron?
So
the Intel 300 series.
Yes.
So the board that fully supports everything is the Z390 boards, right?
Correct. Exactly.
And that's the flagship. That's the Intel's flagship chipset.
Yes. But if you have a Z370 board, the 9900K will still work on the Z370.
Is there any performance differences?
What I would recommend is if you are overclocking the processor, you definitely want a Z390 board because there were changes to the specs for the voltage management that, because it's an 8-core CPU, 16 threads, high frequency, it draws more power than the previous generation. So if you want to support overclocking the best, go for Z390.
Speaking of power, what is it, 125-watt CPU?
I don't know that I have that written down, but I'll tell you in 1 second.
I forgot.
They've done a pretty good job. One of the advantages of Turbo Boost is that it means when you're not using everything, it drops down in power usage.
It's 95 watts, I believe. Is it 95 watts? Why is that low? Wow.
Chat keeps asking for the giveaway link. So you want to just make the entire screen the link. So the giveaway link is maker.com/i9giveaway.
Yeah, we can do that.
By the way, I confirmed. It has a TDP of 95 watts, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Low for what it is, right? For the performance and the frequency that you're achieving.
Chat is asking if a 360-millimeter radiator is enough. That is what I would. It's definitely enough for the i9. If you were liquid cooling graphics cards as well, you'd want more than if you're overclocking the 9900K.
So there's like a fine balance when you're building your system between acoustics and the radiators as well. Yeah. So if you look at the radiator spec, technically a 120 millimeter radiator is enough, right?
From like a raw thermal dissipation per watt dissipation.
If you're jamming those fans at 100%,
which is defeats the purpose of
liquid cooling. Exactly, yeah. Right? So like you always want to look at the spec of the radiator. You want to look at how much heat dissipation that radiator can dissipate, and look at the TDP and the heat dissipation of your core silicon, right? So if you're adding a GPU in that loop, then you definitely need more. If you're just dissipating the heat from a 9900K, you want to get something with a little bit more headroom so you can run those fans at slow speeds and have a really quiet system.
Absolutely.
And another thing too is, you know, when you buy a Mangear system, our liquid cooling is intelligently controlled, right? So everything is PWM based, and essentially including with our open loop systems, right? A lot of open loop systems out there are just statically set.
Yeah, the Vibe, the pump in the Apex for the Vibe is a PWM controlled pump to make it as quiet as possible.
Yeah, so it's gonna ramp up and down as needed. And what that means is whenever like you're just like idling in the desktop, the thing is gonna be dead quiet, right? And then whenever you're you know, crunching numbers or whatever you're doing or editing video and whatnot, it'll ramp the fan curves up according to what the system needs. So you know, it's part of our expertise is making sure that we design a complete product for you. Right? So I've seen some systems out there where, you know, they're just the guys have the fans statically set, the pump statically set, and I've seen it to a point where it actually melts some of the plastics inside the cooling system. So
if you don't know what you're doing, you can cause havoc. So chat asked if the Vibe is gonna come in other colors. I think we can talk about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. So
get all the hot news on the bench.
Yeah, that's right. So we offer paint jobs. That's one thing. So we offer custom automotive paint jobs, which, you know, these are painted just like a vehicle, just like a car in an automotive spray
booth. Super premium.
Super, super premium. Very, very soon, very, very soon, actually, it's available now, guys.
Oh, is it really?
Now. Okay. Yes. I just went to MicroCenter.com.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to post next week, but if you go to MicroCenter.com, the Vibe is available in four different colors. And we chose the most popular colors that we ran across in a couple of years of data that we gathered here within Mangear, right? So we did basically like a gray, which is, by the way, matches really, really well with the gray from the Razer accessories. Like, so the Razer keyboard and mouse, I think they call it titanium.
I think that's what the,
It's very, very close. So if you want to build a themed system, that's the chassis to get. And then we have a red, which is like, it's my favorite, actually. It's the Mangear colors. It's just like a...
It's real deep red.
It's a sexy red. I'm going to call it sexy red. Is that okay to say on
I think
stream?
I'm cool? I'm totally
I mean,
cool
this stream is sponsored by Intel, so I can't make sure we can say sexy.
Sexy is a green-listed word.
It's a green-listed word. Okay, all right. So it's a sexy red. And, you know, if you look at my chair here, white is my new favorite color for all my... You know, we want to bring white back, right? So we did that with the gaming chairs. We did that with the Forma. And we have the Vibe available in white as well.
Yeah, I think it's like $10 extra for the color chassis. And like you said, they are available now on Micro Center. Now, Brent, putting you on the spot. So have some questions about radiator support. And I figured to ask you, like, how is the Vibe to build in? Because you've built a couple Vibes, fully liquid-cooled.
Yeah, so I've built in a lot of different chassis, and the Vibe, like, putting me being an employer of Mangear aside.
Take the Mangear hat off.
Put on your enthusiast hat. Just,
is honestly one of the easiest chassis to build in because it's very spacious, and you can fit easily a 360 radiator in the front and I can never get the numbers right.
I think it's a 240 in the top. I'm not sure if it's a 280.
Yes, it also has support for the 140 millimeter. Okay. So 280 in the top. And to be honest, it's super easy to slot them in.
Yeah, and it does a great job with hiding the cables, right? So we have like really, really good cable management in the chassis. So, you know, it's even if you it's your first time building, you can do a fairly neat job with the Vibe chassis.
That's the goal, right? We want to make it a pleasure to build in. PC building's fun and it should feel fun, and a chassis that gets in the way is so frustrating.
That's right.
And we wanted something that, even if you're liquid cooling, gives you enough room to put your fittings in and you're not contorting your hand to try to screw stuff together. Like, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And the Vibe just gives you, it's not a big case. It's just big enough to be comfortable to build in without being bulky and oversized. You'll see chassis where it's like, oh, it's very flexible, but it's the size of a house too, in order to accomplish that.
Yeah.
And you end up with this big bulky computer that's mostly empty if you're doing a regular build. And this is a good compromise where you get a lot of real estate for radiators, but even if you're doing a 240 open loop cooler, the chassis looks beautiful and full and will look really great. The front logo as well is RGB. I forgot to mention that earlier when we were talking about the RGB controller. So it all syncs together, which is pretty awesome.
RGB is life.
A lot of questions about the Vibe chassis. You guys are excited. That's
somebody's saying,
fun.
You know, I don't know about the white. It might get dirty. Well, there's a coating on the chassis itself where you can easily clean it with like Windex and stuff.
It's smooth. It's not like that textured finish where if you were to get it dirty, you could never get it clean.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry about getting it dirty.
It's painted.
Or if you do, you can just wipe it right off, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like our chairs. A lot of people question the white. And I think it's gonna get dirty, and no, it holds up really, really well. We thought about that, so no worries there, my friend.
Nanny asked if a 9900K is memory speed important. You definitely do get some performance increase with memory speed. It's gonna vary really considerably depending on your workflow, and if you have any, if you want to buy like a Stage 4 or buy another main gear PC and you're curious, give us a call. Our salespeople kind of go over what you're doing with the PC and what the best memory configuration will be for you.
And honestly, it's, you know, the memory specification for the 9900K is 2666, right? Like, that's the default. Now, you know, we've seen 2933 work really, really well. But it's not just the speed. You're looking at also the latency. And latency matters to the point where it's noticeable. Like, I've seen like really, really fast memory on the build, and there's something off about it. And when you look at the latencies, are just too relaxed to achieve those speeds. So think of it like almost like torque versus horsepower for the car guys, right? You want like a balance of good amount of torque and a good amount of horsepower. You might have a really high horsepower car with no torque and it doesn't get you off the line as fast. So, well, no, I'm not. Now I'm getting crazy.
And you can have 16 gigs of really, really high speed memory, and it's still not going to perform as good as just 32 gigs of memory.
It's so specific on what you're doing.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's why I love that we have super great sales guys here, because we can work through that with you on the phone and get the thing that's going to be best for you.
Another thing too is memory, the channel supports, dual channel support, right?
Yes.
So I've seen some configurations, like if you go to like, I don't know, big box stores like Best Buy and some other guys. There are systems that has a single memory stick.
Makes me so mad.
Look, technically it's going to work, right? And it's totally fine, but you're missing out on half the bandwidth right there.
It's like a comforting thing about your new PC. It technically will work.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you don't...
A regular in a sports car, it's technically going to work too.
Right. Exactly. That's a great analogy, right? So like if you put like really bad octane... Yeah. On a sports car, it's going to technically still get you from point A to point B, but it's going to be a slouch. Yeah. So, you know, you really want to make sure that your system is configured properly, that if you do have dual channel support, that you have two sticks of memory in there to take advantage of that. You want to make sure that you don't get memory that's too fast and that's also not too slow. And maybe stick with the 2666 threshold there and just go really tight on the latency. So
some chat people are frustrated because they had bought PCs years ago and have single sticks, and it upsets them.
Chat. Yeah, I mean, when you see those crazy price points, you know, OEMs tend to compromise to make that price point really attractive to like suck you in. And
you're losing something when you do that.
That's the bottom line, right? They're gonna cheap out on certain components. You know, I've seen some like ITX motherboards or METX motherboards in like a really big chassis. I've seen really cheap power supplies paired to really nice components. Like
That's the worst.
It's another thing too with the system build, especially with the processor like a 9900K. You want to make sure you have like a really, really great power supply, right? You want to make sure that you have a really good motherboard.
Especially if you're overclocking, the power supply is actually very important.
Oh, super important, right? So a lot of times people don't understand, how come my system crashes? Well, there's like an array of things you need to worry about, right? And we take all the doubt out, right? Like if you buy a Mingyur system, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff because we do all the qualification here before we even start selling. As a matter of fact, we work with Intel months ahead of time with, on the engineering samples to make sure that we can qualify these parts, right? And we test for like bugs and BIOSes and things like that, and we report back. And it's a back and forth relationship that we basically work with them to come out with a great product.
Absolutely. I have a very good question on Periscope. Will the stage four, so the system we're testing right now is our stage four Vibe, our new Vibe with the 9900K. Will that handle stock trading? Four screens, two stock trading programs running simultaneously.
On stage four?
Yeah.
I would get the boost with that. So
the boost doubles the RAM.
That's right.
It gives you a bigger and faster OS drive, I believe.
Correct. Yeah. So if you are running, four screens and you have multiple applications open at the same time and you have your trading platform up, the stage four will definitely suffice, right? By the way, the GPU on the stage four will power your four screens.
Yeah, it's off a single GPU. It's a 2080, so it has, I think it's three display ports and one HDMI.
Yes.
Yeah, so perfect, right? And then I would get the boost with it, which doubles the RAM.
Especially like if you're multitasking. The 9900K is an excellent CPU for traders because traders require very high core frequencies because you need your processes to finish as quickly as possible. We've done a lot of stuff with day traders and frequency is always important. But if you're running a lot of applications, you're going to need that extra core count as well in order to make sure that it has the overhead that you need so that the other stuff you're running in the background doesn't affect the trading that you're doing.
Well, and they mentioned using two stock programs at the same time, which the i9 is the only CPU in the Z390 series that has hyper-threading
too,
which will be critical for that.
Yeah, hyper-threading. Absolutely. So, Windows essentially thinks there's a 16 core in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It's just, do you need more? somebody's mentioning here, hey, I want to get into streaming, and how's your financing? Well, it's a great question. So we offer financing on all of our products, okay? But we also have a program called Edge, and I'll let Ron get into the details of Edge. But
I was gonna make a joke, and then it disappeared, and instead I just made a s sound for some reason.
Thanks for addressing that, because I was wondering in my head.
I didn't just have a stroke while I was sitting here.
Oh boy!
So just like
this is where the Ron? Stream goes off the rails. Right.
I mean, the guy drinks pickle juice. What else you
want? Oh, there we go.
But anyway, so with Edge, you're able to get a brand new system every 2 years, right? So think of it like almost like a rental or like a lease program.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where, how you lease your car every 3 years, you got a new car. Same idea with Edge. Every 2 years for the same payment, you're going to get the updated version of that class of product that you
absolutely
purchase, right? So
not just curious if you're smelling toast right now, but
if I'm smelling toast?
That's one of the
signs. Notch, what's
of
up, bro?
Oh, really?
Ron, do you smell toast?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I smell toast.
One of the advantages over like a normal kind of lease kind of situation is that the buyout is very reasonable at the end of the program. So I think it's an additional two payments So if you want to just keep the PC and not do the upgrade path, you can choose to do that with two extra payments, or you can send the PC back in and you get a new PC 2 years down the road that's you know, all the bleeding edge components in that price range. I think this configuration is $130 a month, $135 a month.
For Stage 4?
For the Stage 4.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like...
$123.
From a business standpoint... Oh, went down. From okay. a business yeah. standpoint, you can bake that into your business model, right? So, like, think of, like, of an architectural firm or from... Just start running a business alone. You can write that off because it's a lease, right? From a streamer standpoint, if you do have an audience and or if you want to create an audience and you're serious about streaming, you can bake that into your business model as well, because you're essentially running a business.
Absolutely.
Right? So not having to fork out the $2,000+. How much is the Stage 4? Is that $2,400, right? Yeah. Not having to fork out $2,500 up front. Leaving that money in your pocket and just paying $130 a month is a good deal, right? So, like, if you think about just, you know, do the math. I make, whatever, $500 or $1,000 a month off my stream.
Yeah, it's just a business expense.
That's
and
right.
There's another advantage, right. too, is that Edge comes with an accidental warranty. So it covers, for the whole term of the program, covers any accidental damage that would occur to the PC.
Yeah, so if you spill your Monster energy drink on your PC, we got your back, bro. Don't worry.
It's probably G Fuel, since most of them are probably sponsors. Oh, yeah, they sponsor literally the entire.
Going hard, right? Man, I'll stick with Balls Guarana, man. Those guys are the best. It's like the best.
I love the taste of it.
It's so good. It's so refreshing. And they're OGs for, like, they're supporting QuakeCon,
it's,
like,
it's a classic
15 years ago.
Gamer Fuel.
Yeah, you guys know about Balls, right? Like BA.
WLS.
It's really good stuff.
Brent, I want you to pick someone who has asked a question to get a main gear hat. And then we will do a couple more questions and give away one more. And you can also enter to win the 9900K. So that's maingear.com/i9giveaway. Move the hat in frame. There we go. Look how beautiful that is. Let's see. Yeah, accidental warranties are awesome. People think it can never happen until it does.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I have a young kid, so, like, an accidental warranty is amazing.
And here's the thing. Once you file a claim, like, we ship it out, like, the next day.
My son threw up on the front of my PC, like, last night, actually. Yeah. It went over my shoulder. It was kind of a projectile
like,
yeah. He's only 2 months old. What's your favorite main gear product?
My favorite main gear product, Aldum. It's like asking what's your favorite kid, right? Like,
I can answer that. No, I'm just
no, it's you know, everything that we do is with love and passion, and, you know, we put our best thoughts into everything that we're putting out. So be it, you know, the form of chairs, or be it you know, the vibe, or the F131, which is our interpretation of the perfect PC.
They're the newest, so they're more in mindshare.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and with technology, you're always going to come out with something better, you know, as time progresses. But yeah, I mean, there's really no favorites for me.
Yeah. So. There's one other thing I wanted to bring up. So, you know, our Vibe Stage 4. We designed it for content creators. We kind of talked earlier about you know, the specs of the 9900K and why we chose that for the configurations, but we didn't talk about why we have such a focus on content creators as a business. Yeah. When we were designing the Vibe, it was crazy important that we had a configuration that was made for people creating content. And that kind of comes down to our mission of as a business, which we've kind of labeled as Be Next and helping people be next. Wallace, do you want to kind of talk about Be Next? And then, you know, we actually have Brent on stream finally for the first time, who is our community manager as well, who's interacting with a lot of this community. But kind of explain what it is. Part of the giveaway you get is joining our Discord server, which is a big part of Be Next.
Yeah. So... you know, it was kind of crazy because we were doing this for a long time, right, when we had this conversation. Yeah. We just didn't realize what we were doing as a business and just from a support standpoint, how we were supporting our family members, right? That's part of Main Gear. And we came up with the words Be Next, and we wanted something that would be powerful and that would be motivational and something that would incentivize you to be great, right? And if you think about the difference between you and the guy that made it, and it's all, you know, made it, really it's up to you, whatever that means.
What your goal, whatever your goal is.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So, like, you guys are breathing the same air, right? You're drinking water, you're eating food, you're doing the same things. And the only difference is that some people had the opportunity or had the chance, right? And then they worked hard for their achievements, right?
Absolutely.
So if you want to be a great streamer, or if you want to be the next big streamer or the next ninja, it's not impossible. And, you know, that was the main thing, is just to enable and to empower, you know, our followers and people that buy into our family, right, or that are part of our family, to be great and make them realize that they can be great. And part of that, you know, there's obviously, I'll let you get into the details of the program and you as well, because you guys can explain that better. But I'm more from the emotional standpoint would be next. And you know, it's about opening the doors for the right people, right? It's about putting the spotlight on the right people. It's about creating a community, yeah. Right? It's about having an empowering message, and obviously great hardware to support, or just great products to support you, right? And look, it's not about just the hardware. It's about just the support. That's what it comes down to. So maybe you can't afford a Manger PC, but hey, join our squad anyway. Join our family anyway, and we're here to support you. And that's kind of the idea. And, you know, even if you just got a hat, it's you're part of the family now.
Part of the Manger family.
Yeah. So, you know, there are different tiers, and there, you know, Ron had to. I just wanted to make Be Next for everything, right? But Ron's like, look, we need to kind of organize this thing because it might get out of control.
We want to. The goal is to basically, like, as a, our mission statement is to empower the next generation of content creators, creatives, gamers, people that are passionate, and empower them to be next and accomplish their goals. And so there's a bunch of different ways we can do that. Like you mentioned, we have hardware, like our Stage 4 Vibe with the 9900K, a system optimized and configured specifically for content creators, but it goes beyond the hardware. It's building a community of like-minded people.
That's right.
That can help each other grow. And it's also us having content and things like our stream where we can share this knowledge and expand it. We have a partner program and a stream squad program that, you know, is a more traditional kind of sponsorship, and let's help people grow directly. So Brent is actually our community manager. If you've contacted us to join our partner program stream squad, or you're in our Discord channel, which I recommend joining right now.
Discord.gg/maingear.
It's awesome. So Brent is the one who's running that. And Brent, can you kind of like talk about what you've seen happen with this community? There's some stuff we haven't shared publicly yet,
yeah.
Just as far as wins that are stories that are coming from some of the members of this that have been really, really awesome.
So the biggest thing for me with Be Next is everything about that community. And to be honest, where that mostly happens is in our Discord. But then we went to PAX East this year.
People were pretty excited to meet you at PAX. Chad is saying it was amazing.
Up.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome to, the community here is different. And that we've curated people that really care about other people. And you can go in to our Discord if you're starting streaming, and you'll get everybody from, you know, someone else who just started streaming all the way up to the big guys that we've partnered with, and they'll sit in there, go in there with your stream, like fine tune stuff because they care.
Which is amazing to see.
I'm a loss for words, but the big emphasis of Be Next is that you help others, and that's going to come back to you one day.
Well, I mean, you get great people, or really smart people, or motivated people in a room, and great things happen, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the idea behind the program. It's not just a business model, and it's not just a marketing angle. Okay, so it's really look, there's people watching the stream right now that I know for a fact that their lives are already changed because of because of BNX, because of introductions, because of, you know, just kind of making connections and and you know, sometimes just give them the spotlight, right? And if that person gets a little push, they can be great, right? So, the world can see them and acknowledge them.
So one of our longtime partners, I think he's in chat right now, DZ, has been with us for a very long time, but then we partnered with a new guy with through BNX, Jay Viper, and DZ, through our BNX program, saw what Jay was doing, noticed that their comedic and streaming styles are very similar, and they've actually been able to, through Twitch's, I can never remember what it's called, squad stream?
I can't, whatever you can stream with someone
else. Co-streaming experience. have been able to stream together and under the Main Gear brand, which is really awesome, just in that they're reaching new people and showing that, hey, it's not just this one streamer that I follow that really believes in BNX, but there's other people here too. And just that kind of synergy where we've seen grow. And like, I didn't even have to involve myself in that. That just happens naturally within the program, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, and you don't even have to have started streaming yet to join the Discord community.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool is you, if you're thinking about streaming, like it's a distant thought in the back.
If you like dogs, we have a channel just for showing off your dog.
God, I love dogs. By the way, I have a French bulldog, guys. It's like the love of my life.
We got to get your pictures there.
I think I posted a picture of her.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But it's pretty amazing and that was a big part of our Vibe launch, was making sure that we had solutions for these use cases that would empower people as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool that we can. I always get excited when I see content created on a Main Gear PC.
Yeah.
That just, you know, because it's, you don't realize how critical of a tool is in the content creation. Like I'm a photographer, right? I love photography, and I spend more time in front of my PC on an image than I do taking the picture. The picture is a, you know, could be a 10-minute thing. The edit and all that stuff is a much longer part of the process. And it's how I'm finishing and creating that final product.
Well, and if you've got a good PC, when you're in that creative process, you're not fighting the technology.
Which is
constantly.
A huge thing. Like, you're creative yourself. Like, it's...
There's nothing worse than waiting for stuff to load when you make a little change every single
time. It's the worst, especially in Adobe Lightroom. Yeah. The 9800K is actually very, very a good, great processor for Lightroom because you have the extra cores for whenever you're doing, like, conversions or anything like that, but the high threaded speed for the raw performance in... what you're doing. And the other thing to mention too is this PC has a Intel 660p NVMe SSD, which makes a big difference as well in those more creative tasks. You don't have to wait for your drive to feed the processor enough information to do it.
So I think I have our hat giveaway question. So okay. On Twitch, I'm going to butcher your username, but Nani, she has a good question too. Asks, what would you guys suggest for cooling an overclocked 9900K? Can a tower cooler manage it under load, or is liquid cooling the way to go?
Definitely liquid cooling. You're gonna want at least a 240 liquid cooler. So we only will overclock the 9900K on our systems with a cooler like we have in here, which is our Epic 240 super cooler. You're going to want that in order to cool it. I don't think an air cooler is going to be enough for it. And honestly, a liquid cooler is going to do a great job. They're just as reliable. So I wouldn't stress about a liquid cooler. They're easy to install. If you're buying our Vibe chassis, it will fit a 240 cooler very simply. And it's a great solution.
For the record, there are good air coolers out there too, like the Noctua, and there's a few units that have the same efficiency of a liquid cooling.
Probably like a 120. Yeah. You can get some that are close to a bigger liquid cooler. Those are really bulky though.
It's like putting a big supercharger.
Yeah, it looks kind of funky because you're right. I mean, for the cooler to be as effective as a radiator, it has to be large. Has to take up a large surface area. So And yeah.
And chat, we are looking at YouTube questions. I have literally every platform we're on. I have one awesome chat that shows everything.
Trying to keep up with all the... Right. It's just hard.
Someone on YouTube asked if we do apprenticeships. We've done like internships over the summer. We're in New Jersey, so only if you're in New Jersey. we've been streaming for an hour. I thought we always say like, oh, it's gonna be like super, you know.
Yeah,
like,
let's check out the results, man. I'm excited. So, do we have everything saved?
We can go over some. Did you have slides for it, Brent, or do you want to go over the raw scores?
We can do. I didn't close anything, so we can do here.
Okay. So, Brent, you can kind of. It's hard for me to see. So you can kind of go over what the raw benchmarks were.
So with times by. It's hard for me to see too.
CPU score was 10,873. I think the thing that's most important is if you were watching the test, you saw just how crazy, crazy smooth it was. Mm-hmm. And yes, guys, we are giving away a 9900K CPU. It's maingear.com/i9giveaway. There's a bunch of different ways to enter.
So, and then motion mark, we got 750.49.
Plus 17.52% on larger desktop screen.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but here's the numbers.
That's, I don't know what that means.
And then Geekbench, we got 32,981 for multi-core and single-core 6,195.
Yeah, those scores are insane for what it is. I mean, right? You really want to have a balance of really fast single-core and multi-core, and that's... Those are great, great numbers.
And then that's Geekbench for 7-Zip. So 7-Zip will just keep running. Like, it'll just keep compressing and compressing and compressing. And so we did 51 passes in 7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Nothing more frustrating than, I have a bad habit of, like, unzipping, like, 15 things at the same time.
And they're all, like, 15 gigs.
Yeah. And that's a... It's a very common use case that actually really, really impacts.
So somebody has a good question here. What is your take on the 5960X versus a 9900K?
So I guess you have a you basically have a. It's always better to go with a more modern platform for all the benefits that you get. Things like power efficiency, more modern chipsets with...
Well, Z390 and the 9900K specifically also have like BIOS-level security upgrades that you don't get with the older platforms too, which is...
Yeah, so without a doubt, if you're building a new computer, purchasing a new computer, you don't want to buy yesterday's hardware. You want to buy the latest and greatest, and the lithography on... The 5960X, we're looking at 22 nanometers versus 14 nanometer and 9900K. So just the die shrink alone is going to give you, you know, crazy advantages. And like Brent said, from a security standpoint as well. And because of die shrink and also the thermal headroom, we're, you know, at the max turbo on the 5960 is 3.5.
I think he said he was overclocked to 4.5. You have to remember that... as the generation's gone on, Intel has also increased the IPC of the processor. So you're getting better performance per clock with the newer generation CPU. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the raw specs. They had kind of given some estimations of what that was over previous generations. But if you're not using the additional... PCIe lanes on the X platform, the 9900K is going to perform better overall, just because of the increased instructions per clock. And then, like we said before, you get just all the benefits of a newer platform, more security, better power efficiency, newer version of Turbo Boost that's more efficient and ramps up better, supports for some of Intel's new technologies as well. Like the Optane memory and things like that. So it's definitely worth going to it. And then if you're going even further back, like Facebook, someone on Facebook said like a 3770K. There's massive performances in instruction per clock between a generation that far back. So it's even regardless of core count, while, you know, if you just ignore the fact that this is 8 cores, 8 threads, it's like a 16 threads, it's a bigger core thread count, the actual performance at the same frequencies is going to be a lot higher.
So Smash OTG is asking about the different tiers in the BNext partnership program.
Sure.
And so we, right now we have two tiers. We have the Stream Squad and then the partner program. With the partner, we'll talk about partner program first in that there we're requiring at least 20,000 followers. And then you're going to want to have, you know, all your social media on point, have good streaming.
Be a nice person.
Yeah.
That's a huge point.
We literally sit and watch your stream and your content and like make sure you're a good fit for our family because we want people that are positive and
it's the truth, right? And if you look at some of the toxic conversations that happens on Reddit and in the internet in general, and you meet these people, they're actually great people. They would never talk to you that way in real life. And you know, we just don't want to be associated with anything that's toxic. We just want a positive message, you know. Yeah. And if you're about that, and if you're about enabling people and enabling greatness in the world, then yeah, man, we're all about it.
Now, if you haven't hit those metrics yet, then you're perfect for our Stream Squad. So the only thing that's required for our Stream Squad is we want you to have been streaming consistently for 6 months so that you've got some skin in the game. Not like, oh, I'm thinking about maybe starting to stream someday. And then having started your social media, and you can apply there. You can apply to both programs at maingear.com/bnext. Both applications are there. Yeah. And then also join our Discord at discord.gg/main.
Yeah, and there is some flexibility in the way the program is set up. Like, these aren't hard numbers. Like,
yeah.
I think we'll wrap this up in a second. I do have a specific comment from Tech Dunk. He said he's looking to get a Maker PC, and he needs good performance to make videos, covers, emulators, and needs great CPU performance. This is the one. Our Stage 4 Vibe at $2,500 with a 9900K is going to give you all of that. And that's exactly who we made this configuration for.
I know emulators can be a little RAM heavy, so you might want to go with the Boost.
That's just true.
To get the 32 gigs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You want the, I would definitely get the Boost. It's not that much more, and it's a good solution. I think that's it, guys. This was fun.
Yeah.
I like this new setup. It's a little bit more.
I like it. I like having you guys close.
It's a little more red.
It's definitely this. Our set isn't permanent. This is, we're trying things out. We want to evolve our live streams. And we wanted to kind of do more podcast style for a long time. And so I love this more conversation. I don't know about keeping Brent, though, but we'll talk about that often.
I have no choice.
I know. He's the one who's piloting like the scene transitions and stuff.
Cut this right here.
But let us know in the comments if you guys like this new setup and if you like the angle and if you think Brent is okay. we might keep him.
Chris has my back.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris
Donaher, what's up, homie?
We're getting some good feedback on the new set.
Yeah.
Cool. We do this stream every single Friday at 5 or 5:30 Eastern. We typically kind of talk about what's been interesting to us, like what geek culture, gaming, hardware, just the things that we find cool and we want to share what we know working in this industry with you guys. I want to thank Intel again for sponsoring the stream, the build, and the giveaway. We're giving away a 9900K, so go to maingear.com/i9giveaway if you want to enter. We're going to leave that open for 10 or 14 days in case you're watching this after the fact. definitely check out the new Main Gear Vibe, maingear.com/vibe, especially the stage configurations and the stage 4 with the 9900K. If you're a content creator, if you want to future-proof yourself and game at 4K, that's definitely the configuration for you. And then make sure to join our Discord server at maingear.com/Discord
or discord.gg/maingear.
Make it easy for you. If you want us and our community to help you be next, join that community to take part in everything that's happening there. And where can people follow us on social?
Just type Main Gear wherever you are.
@maingear/maingear.
I forgot that we changed it, and so that used to be a much more complicated thing in my head.
Main Gear everywhere.
Just @maingear everywhere. Definitely follow us on social media. We do giveaways. We do cool content. You can check out the latest sales that we have to offer, and just see beautiful PCs posted every day, basically. So definitely follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And YouTube, if you want to see these streams more consistently. We stream this on Twitch, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch.
Periscope.
And Periscope.
Yeah, the Periscope Facebook. Peeps. What's going on? It's our first Periscope stream, isn't it?
In a while. We did it before, but we really got it, like, down.
Got all the settings. You're taking care of business.
Yeah,
that's why.
Thank you, Periscope people. And thank you, Periscope people, for sharing the chat links for us, too. That's actually really nice, guys. Thank you for the help. I think that's going to be it. We'll be back next week. We hope you all have a great weekend, and thank you for tuning in.
All right, homies. Peace.